was sent in the hourglass.
Craig, you gonna be okay? Oh, yeah. Well, you told me yesterday you felt like you'd gotten a little out of shape this winter. So I think that perhaps doing the what we meant to get to dance helps you.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. That's all right. It's good, right?
It's all good.
It's going good.
Was that the dolphin? That's new.
Mm-hmm.
The new repertoire. I like the heart attack. That was awesome.
I think we had that all in the video. I think that I was
able to get,
I think I was able to get all three of us in the video. So we'll see how that looks in post. There's some fans out on Michigan Avenue who were impressed. I think my favorite was the high step knee slapping.
Well, thank you. Yeah, that was a new move as well.
That was a new.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm getting a lot of feedback online. So
yes, you're doing very well.
Commit to it.
Well done, sir.
Well played, sir.
Yes, well played. Oh, Brian Urlacher. We never talked about Brian Urlacher with you, by the way. That was such a big story about him having hair this week.
Who cares?
It was so ridiculous.
Bald guy gets hair. Well, he did have the surgery. So
yes,
he had the plugs.
And the guy with the igloo, is he building another one now? Is that what's happening?
No, he's reinforcing the original igloo, so it's just getting a little bit more developed. It's nicer. I think there might be a second floor. Mm-hmm. We're not sure.
Rec room.
Yeah. So he's really putting a lot of work into that. Oh, man. What else did we mean to get to? I think there was we didn't get to anything that we meant to get to tonight. Well, we got to all of our guests.
That was nice.
So that counts. We had Warren in, who fixed my car, fixed Craig's car.
Everyone should buy a Powerball ticket. I think that's what everybody should buy.
It's up to some crazy.
Well, we don't know. I mean, I think you've got to find out. Is more, but it could be 700 million. It could be more than that.
No, but the point is, don't buy one, because more people that buy it, the less chance you have to win.
Yeah, but
you're trying to discourage others from buying one.
Because I want to win.
The odds are like 225 million to one.
Yeah, if you keep telling people to buy one, it's going to be even bigger.
Well, no, because the numbers don't change. You're still picking between the same amount of numbers.
Yes. Your chances of picking the right numbers are still the same.
Do you guys pick your numbers?
You're not competing against other pickers.
Yeah, your odds are no different.
Yes.
Whatever. I don't want to share my prize with anybody.
Oh, that's different then, yes.
Do you pick your own number, or do you guys...
I do both. I haven't bought a lottery ticket in years. But I do quick pick, and I'll do my favorite numbers. I'm not telling you my numbers, though.
I don't.
You can't have my numbers.
Don't blame you.
But I don't know if I'll buy any for this.
Yeah, I'm not telling you any of my numbers either. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oddly, I do 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
That's so weird.
I know. It's bizarre. If we put them together.
We should just jointly buy both tickets. Then we're going to win.
Mix them all up.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
They did. The lottery people, I guess there's a group, and they pulled their money, and they did a survey to see, why do people buy lottery tickets? Mm-hmm. And you know what the reason is? It's really kind of not... Because it gives you for that few couple of days. What would I do if I had $100 million? I mean, because normally you're not going to be saying that. Well, you will, but the rest of us won't.
Craig, can you do me a big favor? Can you Google how much it would take to buy all the possible number combinations to just win? Because I mean, why wouldn't a millionaire just buy it and then get the 700? Like, that seems like a good investment.
Shaquille O'Neal plays.
Yeah, but there's 69 numbers,
right?
And so every combination of the 69 numbers plus every single Powerball would be a lot of money.
Right, but is it more than than 100 million?
Because you want me to do a factorial now? I got to do factorials in here. Fine, I'll do it.
If it's $700 million and you have $100 million, why wouldn't you just buy every combination of numbers so that you would have the extra $600 million?
That's a good idea. I just love the relationship here. You will make him dance like a trained monkey, but don't make him do math.
I don't know why. I mean, what number does a billion, somebody who's got $1 billion go, I wouldn't mind that extra $400 million.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's say it's 700 million. Let's say it's 650 million.
Right.
To get all the combos, and then you get 50 million bucks.
I'm just asking. So,
but then you have to.
But you don't get the whole 50 million. What if somebody else wins and now you spend 100
million? You would need to buy 175,222,510 tickets in order to guarantee your win.
See, did find it. See, it wasn't that.
But that works too. I mean, you double that, that's way under 700.
Even if somebody else wins, you still make a profit.
How angry would the 7-Eleven guy be that he's got to pull out all those tickets? I mean, I get mad when there's someone sitting, they need 5 tickets out. I'm like, oh, come on.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Got you.
I need every number combination. I just want my Slurpee.
Oh, wait. By the way, my information was dated. That was the old 59 number combination, 35 red balls. So it's more than that.
Okay.
Yeah. So you're looking at spending between 350 and...
All right. So if it gets to be a billion, though, yeah, at what point
makes sense.
At what point would a billionaire go...
Does it make sense, though? Because with a lump sum payment and stuff, I think you're pretty much getting your money back. A crazy, mean millionaire could pretty much break even by playing this game.
They would also have to pay someone to go get the tickets, because you know that millionaire is not going to do
it. Right, and if anyone else won, then he's in the black.
And you have to pick out... You have to select each number, right? So you have to fill in the circle on each piece of paper, because you can't do quick pick. You have to make sure you get every single number combination.
You've thought about this a lot.
I did one time.
Yeah?
I didn't do the math, though. I waited until the right moment to ask Craig to do the math for me to figure it out for us. Isn't that fun to think about? See, instead of thinking about what you would do with it, you it's better to think, what would it take for you to win
to
it?
To job the system, yeah.
Yes, exactly. I'd rather think that way. You know why? I live in Chicago.
Yeah.